They don't have perfect grammar. They don't have perfect syntax. They don't have full stops, apostrophes, and all the perfect places. Because sometimes you need to use that to convey brevity. You need to convey a little bit of fun, humor, who you are as a person inside of that, which is hard to do. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kim Marrow Show. I am your host, Kim Marrow. On today's episode, we are talking all things communication. So if you're someone who speaks to clients, friends, business partners, romantic partners, kids, whatever it might be for you, this is an episode you are not going to want to miss. And if, of course, we can help you communicate with your ideal audience, maybe head over to our free Facebook community, www.joinmygroup.com.au, where we have everything you need and more to help you communicate with your audience online. But until then, let's jump into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking all things communication. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because so often and too often I see in business that things happen and it's all because of poor channels and methods of communication. First thing I want to talk about though is channels, because, you know, controversially, these days, what happens is people like to just text. They just like to message. You know, gone are the days of having an in-person conversation, let alone a phone conversation. So many people I know like to use the methods of communication, text, messenger, Slack. And the biggest thing that I find is that it can be too easily misconstrued. Now, what do I mean by that? Is that if you're someone who's got a message to share and you're in a rush and you type it and you hit send and away it goes, there's no context to the way you're communicating that, right? The content is just purely the content. You might just hit a sentence, right? Worst of all, you might just send a thumbs up emoji, right? And people have all sorts of indications of what they believe that's going to mean. So to me, most importantly, if you're dealing with someone or having a conversation with someone who is of importance to you, whether it be partners, business, employees, unless you can give some brevity to the communication using things like emojis, right, where you can convey how you're feeling about it, I would always recommend a phone call conversation. Why? Because it's very hard to convey how someone's feeling, what they're going through at that moment in time when they're sending a message, and you can misconstrue that and believe and put whatever thoughts that are in your head at the time onto it. So if you send a message and you get a short message back, they're pissed off. They're annoyed. They're frustrated with me, right? And obviously, there's, you know, justified reasons of why you think that. Now, what I personally believe is that everyone communicates how they want to communicate. We can't really change it. We can change how we interpret it. So if I know how someone's feeling, then I can assess it. So whenever I read a text, a message, an email, if it's short, without any brevity given to it, I'm always going to assume that people might be having a rough day. People might have other things going on. So I never take it to heart when I see a message like that. I try and understand where they're coming from, what they're responding to, what they're communicating with me. And if I can, if I feel any frustration or worry or thought about it, I'll jump on a phone call. Because to me, it's the easiest way to convey it. Ideally as well, maybe even a voice message. So you can they can hear the tone of voice that things are communicated in. Now, again, people don't like voice messages. Which again is well and truly all good, all fine. But what I would highly recommend is that if you're someone who does doing voice messages, again, give context to the voice message. Dot point, this is on this, this is on that, this is on this, so that people know what's going on. So for me, again, the channel of communication I highly recommend is phone, right? Especially in business, because it's so easy to send short, sharp messages. But again, it's not always the way. Video messages as well can also help alleviate that. But again, if you're someone who communicates in short, sharp, like moving on to the next level of context in relation to that, if you're someone who communicates in short, sharp texts and you don't get the response that you want, you know, that an old adage is the meaning of the communication is a response that elicits. You need to adjust your communication style. But I speak to people all the time, like, I don't know why someone acts like this or someone's doing this. And I see the way in which they communicate with other people. I'm like, really? You don't know why? Because your messages are too short, right? They're too sharp. There's no brevity. There's no emojis. There's no way to convey what you're actually communicating. There's no way to convey the tone in which you are articulating things, which is, again, why I said I like phone. I like video. So we have a video podcast, right? So you can see the emotions on my face when I'm talking. You can see the emotion on the guests when they're talking. You can see and have more context in relation to what's going on rather than just a tone, right? Rather than just reading, right? I could just do a newsletter with tips and things like that in there all the time. But it's not going to be as good, right? Because it's hard to convey what's really going on. So the more that you can do that, so if you are writing text, add brevity to it. You increase your use of emojis. Have some fun with it. Use GIFs in your communication. And you'll see it actually improves. You'll see that the way that people interpret and take it from you improves. Now, again, these are all for you to have communication within your business. But even then, tying into your marketing message, same thing applies. You need to be able to try and convey tone, context, the complexities of communication in the written format. It can be hard. So that is why you'll see a lot of ads these days don't necessarily use perfect grammatical English, right? They don't have perfect grammar. They don't have perfect syntax. They don't have full stops, apostrophes, and all the perfect places. Because sometimes you need to use that to convey brevity. You need to convey a little bit of fun, humor, who you are as a person inside of that, which is hard to do. Hard to do when you're writing an ad, right? Trust me, I've been writing ads for 17, 18 years. Very hard to just get it perfect, where it conveys exactly how you feel, how you want the person to feel, etc. So you need to take that and adjust that and use that yourself as well. So then I would highly recommend, my personal recommendation is to, number one, assess the way in which you communicate with people and rank it, right? Your action points on this, rank it. Are you getting the response you want from people, whether it be kids, family, staff members, stakeholders, clients, whoever it is, are you getting the responses which you want? If you are, don't do anything differently. You know, this episode, go on to the next one, right? But if you're not getting, and I know a lot of people, they don't get the responses in the communication that they want from people in the most ideal way possible, then maybe you need to assess it. Number one, look at the channels that you are communicating. Maybe switch it up, right? If you're always texting people, try and change it up a little bit. Number two, are you conveying it adequately? So number one, channel, if not two, you know, you've got to take responsibility. The way you communicate is the response that you get. Take extreme ownership over it. Assess it, adjust it, change it. I just wanted to share this because I've had more and more people share with me lately how they're like, oh, I think this is going like this and this is happening here. It's not how I want. And to me, it's all because you're not communicating effectively. Change your communication up, it'll be much better. That's why if there's ever a problem, 99% of the time, I'll be like, cool, phone, let's go, suss it out. Why did you just say that? What's going on here? What's happening with this? You know, too many people are happy to be keyboard warriors these days, happy to type away like crazy, but they're not actually respond. So I'd highly encourage you to do that. And that's why as well, if the time listening to this, we have our mobile mastermind where it's all about communication in PR. Communication in sales. If you want to check that out and see if it's still available, you can head over to www.mogulmastermind.com.au. Check it out. It's May 24th, 26th. We have a handful of seats available because some of our normal mastermind members that are in for the whole year are not there, which means you have the chance to come and hang, rub shoulders with cool people. It's going to be great. We've got Nikki Milne, expert online, so is it business guru? That's not the right term for her. She's an expert at PR. Right, she looks at how to position brands. She works with a lot of luxury brands, high-end brands, and position them to get PR. Right, it's about positioning yourself to get it. How do you communicate effectively that your brand is ready for PR? We have Heidi Anderson, right, all about confidence and how to, you know, make yourself stand out in the crowd, how to cut through the noise. Again, you've got to be able to communicate effectively to be able to do all that. And me, I'm going to say some things about some stuff. All about sales, right? How to, without giving too much away, how to warm up your leads and sales inquiries before you speak to them, not using a human component, right? AI coming at you, coming in hot, and how we can leverage that to bring a warmer person through to help people faster. Because again, people want to have communication with them when they want it. If someone has a problem at 11 o'clock at night, I don't care if your day starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. when you do your sales calls. I had a problem then. First person that touches base with me wins. Need to think about that from your business perspective as well. But until next time, I'm Kim. You've all been awesome. Adios.